You're listening to the Serenity Gaming Podcast, Episode 4. On this week's episode, we dive into Justin's gaming history, Part 2. Hello, everybody, and happy Friday. Welcome back to the Serenity Gaming Podcast. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Andrew, and welcome back to the show. I'm so happy you're here. And joining me, as always, is Mr. Justin. Justin, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, Mr. Andrew. Thanks for asking.
I feel like I cut that intro short and didn't really know where I was going with it, but that's okay. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here. And we get to talk about some video games. The main topic for tonight, which I think we'll jump into right away, is we're going to pick up where we left off with Justin's gaming history. So I think... where we left off was right about just after he went to college. He's playing his DS. He sold all of his games to traded them all in for his new shiny DS.
Don't remind me.
Which sounded like a great idea at the time, I'm sure. But it's still, you can't be upset about that sort of thing.
Sure I am.
I mean, maybe a little bit. But
at the time, the DS, you know, it was the new handheld and it was a big deal. And, you know, even in hindsight, it was very cool, but not worth the trade anymore.
Well, so. Now it's not. But think of all the DS memories you got to build in college. True. And you wouldn't have had those if you... That was an original DS then, right?
Yeah, like, that was... I forget what they call it, but it's the original gray DS.
The Nintendo DS, yeah. That's sweet. Yeah, I never had one of those. I got the DS a couple years late, so the DS Lite was the... First one of those I got, but
It was the DS and then the DS Lite and then the DSi.
Yeah, the DSi was quite a bit later, I think, like a couple years later. Anyway,
okay,
I never did pick up one of those.
Oh, okay, yeah, I like the fact as well that it had the backwards compatibility with the Game Boy Advance games because I did not own a Game Boy Advance before. So
right, yeah, that was a big
play
thing.
A bunch of those games.
Which they ended up getting rid of that with the DSi, I believe. You could only play the DS games on the DSi.
Yeah, which I didn't understand, which is, why I've picked up a DS Lite or two.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of them now, for sure. But you're in college, you're playing your DS, and you took your GameCube with you as well. So you still had your GameCube, or your GameCube also got traded in?
No, I think I kind of think I got the DS. Definitely got the DS before the GameCube. I don't know which came out first originally. I didn't get the GameCube till a little while later, and it was a little, it was a while later in its lifespan. I might have mentioned this last time, but the driving factor to get the GameCube was seeing the Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess trailer and, wanting to play that, and then ended up playing Wind Waker as well after that, and loved both of those. I guess the next thing would have been the Nintendo Wii.
Okay.
Now I remember the huge hype behind the Nintendo Wii.
Right.
I remember being very excited, keeping up on the news. It was referred to as the Nintendo Revolution.
Right. Yeah, that was the code name.
Before the final name was announced. And I liked that name a lot. I was kind of hoping that they would stick to it. It was definitely a shock when they announced that it was the Wii.
Right.
I mean, looking back now, it's kind of fond nostalgia of the Wii and the Wii U. Yeah, so
but I
don't
think
mind the names now.
Right. No, I think I remember also at the time when I first heard the Wii, definitely that came across as that is a weird name for a game console.
Yeah.
For sure.
But it definitely seemed like a very Nintendo thing to do.
So were you able to get a Wii fairly early then? Because they were not easy to come by right away.
No, I didn't have I was very interested in it, and I was following it. I didn't have the money to drop on a Wii at the time.
Oh, sure.
But I remember even like I was watching like live streams of stores opening and people getting their Wiis and stuff. So I remember the big hype. And yeah, it was tough to get. They were in huge demand in the beginning, and it was a pretty difficult item to get. When I got mine, I ended up buying it used from somebody.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think I got Skyward. No, I got the new Super Mario Brothers Wii with it. I think I paid like nice. $100.
Oh, sweet.
And yeah, Super Mario Brothers Wii was really good.
I actually haven't played that one yet. I just picked it up like,
oh yeah,
a month or two ago. Yeah, so that's on the list.
Wii Sports was so much fun. Like that one a lot. It's always fun hearing reports of, oh, another person destroyed their TV.
Yeah.
Where are your wrist straps?
Where are your wrist straps? And then eventually the bumpers or the sleeves that they came with eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like never those used anyway. Those, but
oh no?
No.
I like them.
Mm-hmm.
I like the yeah, it's a little grippier.
Yep, squishy.
Not a fan of the wrist strap, but I like the...
no, I didn't use that very often either.
Although, yeah, you had to sort of... There was a strategy to getting that off and replacing the batteries as you would have to
do. Oh, yeah.
Because they... Yeah, seems yeah. like ancient history, but the Wii remotes weren't rechargeable. You had to put AA batteries in them.
Right. I mean, that sounds crazy, but a lot of the Xbox controllers still use AA's, like my Xbox One controllers do.
Do they?
Yeah, so I use my Xbox One controllers on my PC, and I still have to put AA batteries in them.
Yeah, but, I mean, that is kind of nice, though, right? I mean, that way you don't have to
worry about trying to...
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to, if they're dead, you don't have to play hooked up to the cord or whatever. You just, okay, take 30 seconds and pop in some new batteries.
Right. Yeah, no, I think now my default is more, yeah, when I get a new console, it's just buy two controllers right away because you need one just charging and being ready to go for when your other one inevitably dies. But
other than that, yeah, so I think I picked up Skyward Sword shortly after it came out. Again, was super excited for that game. Love the art style.
Yeah, so Skyward Sword was a couple years later, right? I think Skyward Sword was 2010.
Yeah, I did get my Wii a couple years after it came out. Anyway, so,
oh, okay, yeah, yeah, 2011 was, but
okay,
yeah,
yeah, I like that game. It definitely has at least as many flaws as it does good points, but overall, I like it. I would like to play it again on the. On the Switch.
I'm gonna play the HD version somewhat in the nearest future.
I don't know,
excited to go back to a lot of the dungeons and stuff, because if I remember correctly, the dungeons are really cool in that game. So
okay, yeah they are. I remember the dungeons being, some of them being fairly difficult. I remember being stuck on some of them for a little while, but I'm looking forward to I don't know if I would play with the motion controls again if they're not so janky. Because I found them a little,
That
Link's sword didn't always do what you wanted it to do.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that translates to the Joy-Cons, because I feel like the motion control is probably a little bit better nowadays. So we'll see.
Sure.
But other than that, they just map it to the right analog stick now for moving your sword around. So that probably works really well too. So
yeah, I imagine when I play it, I'll initially try with playing with Joy-Cons, and if it gets frustrating, I'll just switch over.
Right, for sure.
That's it. I remember playing. So there's got to be more Wii games that I but we had Mario Kart Wii and Donkey Kong Country Returns, which I played a bunch of those. And yeah, that was about it for the Wii. I guess the Wii U and 3DS probably picked them up in the sort of in the same era. I remember we played a lot of Splatoon.
Yeah, we played a lot of Splatoon. Yeah, the Wii U and the 3DS are the ones that we played when we started knowing each other, so that's cool.
That's right. Yeah, Splatoon was a lot of fun. I know you've played a fair bit of Splatoon 2.
Yeah, not as much as Splatoon 1 for sure. I played a lot more Splatoon 1, but I still enjoy Splatoon a lot, and I'm excited for the new one.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going back to that game again. That was a lot of fun. And yeah, on the Wii U, I did pick up Zelda Wind Waker HD. That one actually went on sale at one point for like a digital download. And I got Twilight Princess HD. And yeah, fantastic. It's funny, when you play these games years later, I mean, I played the original, but then you play the HD version years later and you're kind of like, isn't this what it looked like? But then you pop in, you know, power up your GameCube and you're like, Oh no. This is much better.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if it just gets better in your mind or, you know, those graphics were fine at the time. So,
oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's really nice. And, on the Wii U, it's good. I really like using the gamepad.
Yeah. It's really nice to have that extra screen for your inventory management and stuff, being able to have your map on the bottom screen or your just having your items easily accessible. You can just drag them over and stuff. That that's definitely something I'm gonna miss if they ever re-release those on the Switch.
I always kind of liked the I didn't mind the controller being fairly massive. I don't know, it felt like a nice comfortable controller to me.
I agree. I liked the Wii U gamepad.
I know some people thought that the gamepad looked, is it called the gamepad or is it?
I think so. I think it's the gamepad.
Okay. It seems kind of non-descriptive of,
right,
you know, what it is, this big, huge thing with the screen. I kind of thought later that maybe they have had the Switch in mind for a while and this was... You know, maybe at the time of the Wii U, they realized they couldn't really do what they wanted with the Switch. So this was sort of a step in that direction.
Yeah.
Although you really couldn't walk very far away from your Wii U.
No, but just talking about the technology itself on the Wii U, it's super cool how it could just broadcast video to the tablet without any lag or anything. It was a wireless connection.
Yeah.
And it worked great.
Yeah.
It was super good. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely a cool intermediate step, but before the Switch.
Yeah. So then I guess for the 3DS, So I guess I got the 3DS kind of later in its life too. I think my first 3DS was the new 3DS XL.
Right.
Was very excited about that to come out. Got news of that coming out, and that was enough to convince me to get a 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
that came with Majora's Mask the same day.
I think we both picked up both of those. I had never played Majora's Mask on the N64, so I was like, okay, this will be my time to try it out.
Yeah, that was the same thing for me. I hadn't played it before the release of the 3DS version, so that was fun to jump into that one. I really liked that game. Wouldn't mind playing that one again, too, sometime.
Yeah, it's different, I enjoyed it. I'm glad I played it. I'm not sure if I would... I'll probably play it again someday, but it's definitely not
high up on your list.
Not high up on my list of, like, top Zelda games.
Sure.
I love Ocarina of Time. Majora's Mask... The biggest thing is that it just always kind of like I'm always feeling the pressure of the clock, right? That game has some fantastic dungeons and some of the bosses are really cool. I do like that game a lot. There's so many cool things you can do with the clock itself, right? Once you kind of figure out where you're supposed to be, different times on the 3-day timeline. I really did enjoy it.
How did you feel about turning into different characters or races, the Zora and the Goron and stuff?
I really liked definitely liked the Goron a lot. Being able to now were there two forms of the Goron suit? Because I feel like you could turn into like the rolling Goron.
Mm-hmm.
But was there like an upgrade that gave you like the spikes? Or was that just normal Goron form?
I have no idea.
Okay. Because I know that you must have had the spikes. There's a dungeon that you do probably related to the Goron game. And there's a boss that is like zipping around and you have to like catch up to him and hit some kind of a ramp and then like come down and land on him. I know you have your spikes at that point. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. That game, it was pretty good. And I'm sure I'll revisit someday, but also on my list for 3DS, I think I got Mario Kart 7 pretty early on. Liked that game a lot. It was really good. I think I probably mentioned it, but yeah, I played a fair bit of Mario Kart DS.
Okay,
I thought that one was really well done as well. Mario Kart 7 on the 3DS feels great. Now I also got, at the same time as Mario Kart, I think I picked up Xenoblade Chronicles, which not a huge fan.
You played it for a while and
I can't get into Xenoblade. I don't know.
Yeah,
either Xenoblade Chronicles or the Torna, the one on the Golden Switch, Country too. One that I tried. Can't do it. That's okay. There's plenty of other games for me.
Oh yeah. You don't need to play them all. I would love to play Xenoblade sometime, but I've got a bunch of other RPG games I play too, and just you can't play too many of them because there's not enough time for all of them for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, Fire Emblem. This is my first experience with a Fire Emblem game, and it was Fire Emblem Awakening, and I loved that game.
Okay, so you played Awakening before you played the original, well, not our original one, the Game Boy Advance one, because I think you got that as a virtual console game on the Wii U.
Yeah, I did.
That was afterwards.
I'm pretty sure I played Fire Emblem Awakening first. That was my first taste of that. And yeah, I love that game. I remember, well, I borrowed it from you. I was on vacation, and every chance that I got, I remember if we weren't doing something, or if we were, if we were sitting around, I was playing that, and then in the evening, everybody else had gone to bed, and I'm still playing Fire Emblem. That game was fantastic.
Very good. Yeah,
really like the story. I just more or less like the Fire Emblem series as a whole. I haven't played all the games. I've played several of them. But really like Fire Emblem.
Yeah. I think I had the same thing with Awakening. I once I started it, I think I beat it within 2 weeks. I just couldn't put it down. I was playing it all the time.
Yeah, and it's I've played it I've definitely played through it a couple times.
Yeah.
It's funny, right? Because you you can kind of customize a bit which characters fall in love, and it's a weird game in that, like, if you make two characters improve the relationship to the point where they fall in love and supposedly get married, then all of a sudden their future kid comes and he's like
a magical kid and goes
and joins you in as a fighter on your roster, so it's lots of fun. It's a little goofy, how it work, but like it's fun.
Their hair colors would change depending on one of the parents. Like, one of the parents would have the same kid, but then their hair colors would change depending on who the other one was.
I forget which was which. The male would always have the same kid, and just the hair color was variable. What do we have here? I'm trying to read my writing. Goodness. On the 3DS, Zelda. This is the game I've been playing lately. Zelda: A Link Between Worlds. Which is really good. Fantastic. And Zelda. Yeah, talked about Majora's Mask already. Also, did play Ocarina of Time on the 3DS.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I kind of rather play it on. I have it on N64. The N64. I kind of like, going back to the N64 to play that one for sure.
Sure.
All right. So then it was, yeah, it was a couple years until the Switch came out. But I guess in the meantime, I have a few PC games that over the years put a fair bit of time into.
We skipped ahead a little bit because I know there's at least one major game that you played for a long time before your Wii U.
I played quite a bit of World of Warcraft. Now, trying to think of what year. I think World of Warcraft came out in like 2004. It was at least a few years, maybe like 4 or 5 years.
You were probably playing WoW then before you even got a Wii.
It's possible.
Yeah, because you started in Burning Crusade, right?
Yeah.
So I think Burning Crusade was like...
of Burning Crusade.
Okay. Yeah, because I want to say, what was it, Wrath of Lich King came out in 2008 or end of 2007? 2008.
Yeah, it was, pretty sure it was 2008.
Yeah.
Because it came out, I remember having little firstborn baby at home around the same time.
Oh, yeah.
So, 2008. So, yeah, I guess... and it was definitely, it was wintertime, I think. I remember waiting in the cold to go get a copy at release at like midnight when it came out. Got home, set it to install. I don't think it took too long to install. This is probably at least like 1 or 2 in the morning now. Loaded up the game, did the very first couple of quests, took the boat to Northrend.
Yeah.
Stepped off the boat and... just like, okay, good. I've seen, and now I can go to bed.
Yeah. Did you go to Borean Tundra or Howling Fjord?
I went to Borean Tundra, I think.
Okay, cool.
Wait, which is... Nice. Yeah, Borean Tundra is the one like to the west, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's to the west.
Okay.
So I went to Howling Fjord first, so I went, I went to the east.
Now, was one more... No, like, because you could go to either one... if you were Alliance or Horde, right?
Yes. Yeah, they just split it up to have the two separate zones. Because I guess at the beginning of Burning Crusade, which I wasn't playing yet, but because everybody went to the same zone, everything got super, super congested. So they tried to split it up into two zones for Wrath of the Lich King.
Okay. Yeah, I remember having queues to get in. And I don't think they were too long. But yeah, it was... I think it was pretty busy back then. It was busy trying to get your quests done, right? So some of the quests require you to whatever, collect things from guys that you kill or whatever, so you're waiting for these enemies to respawn,
right?
And so is everybody else, so it's just one big like game of whack-a-mole,
trying to tag somebody.
And some of the quests are no problem, but anyway, that's what happens when a new expansion comes out. Played Burning Crusade for a little while, got to level 70 just like a week or two before Wrath of the Lich King came out. Did
a fair
bit
sweet.
Of it was really exciting, worked out nicely. And I loved Wrath of the Lich King so much. Played that a lot, did a lot of joined a guild, maxed out level, played with guildies, made a lot of friends through the guild, did a lot of raiding. It was great. Enjoyed it a lot.
So before Burning Crusade, did you play any of the other Warcraft games growing up on PC?
Yeah. All of them, I think. I never like... Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I played all of them a bit. I played the original Warcraft, Orcs and Humans.
Okay, cool.
Which... Yeah, if you ever go back to that game, if they like that would be a great game to remaster.
Did they not remaster that game yet?
I don't think. Unless I missed it. But the original game, like you could have a lot of units, but you could only select 4 units at once.
Oh no!
and the only way to select multiple units, maybe you could like control click to select multiple units, and still you could only do 4. Or if you held down control, you could drag a box with your mouse to select that many units. Really, but the cutscenes from that game look super old and tired now, but that was pretty cutting edge stuff at the time.
Oh, sure.
I was very, very impressed. I really liked a lot of the Warcraft story stuff. And I liked that game. Warcraft 2 was really good. And played some Warcraft 3. Warcraft 3, the campaign, that got really hard. I don't know what was with the difficulty there. I found that one really difficult. Its sci-fi cousin, StarCraft 1 and 2 as well. Really, really like those games. Played StarCraft 2 online for a while. I guess what, 1v1 or competitive or whatever you want to call it, but that was a good one. Might as well just cover the PC games, even though this covers a bit of a span of time, but I have got lots of time into Rocket League. I wish I was better at it, but we've had a lot of fun with Rocket League, and we'll go back to it every once in a while and play another evening or so, and sometimes remember why we don't play it anymore lately. But no, that game, man, that game can get me tilted. I don't know, like I've definitely embarrassed to say, but given my controller a bit of a toss a few times at the end of the night, like get out of here.
That's fair.
Another game series that I like a lot on PC is The Walking Dead, the Telltale games.
Oh, okay. There's a whole bunch of different series, and people really liked a bunch of these the Telltale games, but I never played any of them.
Oh no, yeah, I like them a lot. I really liked Walking Dead. I have Back to the Future, in my on PC in my Steam library, but I've never played it yet. And I'm pretty sure I have Batman, the Telltale game, on the Switch, which I have never played yet either. So, I think that one's actually pretty well received. So should try it sometime. But they're a lot of fun. They're real, nice, charming games. And
It's basically just a choose your own adventure kind of thing, and your story is going to change as you go through.
Yeah, and all you have a lot of different options. What you want to do as you go, you make the decisions, and or conversation options that will, determine the story. So pretty cool. The first Walking Dead is just great. You'll do anything to protect little Clementine. No, I recommend it a lot. Few jump scares now and then, but overall there's a few jump scares. So if you've got a weak heart, then maybe don't, but overall it is not a scary game. It's not any kind of a horror game. So if you like those kind of choose your own adventure games, I definitely recommend that one.
Neat.
And then 7 Days to Die. We've been playing this one. I think I mentioned it in past episode, but we've been playing this one off and on for a few years anyway. Version 20 came out a month or two ago. We've been playing that quite a bit. That's a super fun multiplayer game. Play together, work together, try not to die together. So
you're right.
We'll talk more about 7 Days to Die maybe in the future. Another game that isn't Nintendo that I really, really enjoyed is The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Which I played originally. I played on the PS3,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. That game is has great ratings. I think if you search for best game games on the PS3, that one's going to come up every time. That game is that game is a masterpiece. That is one of my top five games of all time for sure.
Oh, wow.
I really like that one. I'll play that one again.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
I think I've played it 3 times already. So,
yeah.
Yeah, really like that one. Everything. Yeah, I like almost everything about it. Yeah, no, that is really good. I love a game with, you know, really, really good story that just makes you want to keep
playing. Yeah, and the story is fantastic in that game for sure.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, the voice acting is top notch.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that brings us pretty much to current day with the Switch.
Yeah, we just got to cover the Switch yet.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, got Switch at launch. Yeah, I guess the new 3DS XL I didn't get the 3DS at launch, but I got the new 3DS XL when it came.
Yeah,
the day
that was on launch day. Yeah,
and then yeah, got the Switch. I know we were excited for the Switch, so
mm-hmm.
And super excited for Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
And yeah, what can you say about that game? It's that's definitely my favorite game on the Switch. That's one of my favorite games.
Oh, for sure.
As well.
Yep. And maybe we'll get to play the second one this year. That'll be great.
Yeah. 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 I hope to be
pleasantly surprised
by by two, because yeah, I mean I know they didn't show a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't seen a lot yet.
Yeah, but if I think about seeing the trailer for Breath of the Wild, and
yeah,
that trailer was just great, and yeah, and then compared to what we've seen for, is it Breath of the Wild 2?
We don't have a name yet. Yeah, we don't have a name.
Yeah, it looks like, I'm sure it'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The trailer just looks very, very, very dark and yeah.
What are you kind of hoping for in the second one?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want the same game again exactly, right? Like I do want something a little new. The game engine for that is just, it would be a shame if they didn't make.
Yeah, so I think that's safe to say that they're going to use the same engine for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they'll do something like a Dark World. Maybe they'll do something like maybe going back in time or ahead in time or something like that.
Yeah.
Probably more likely back in time to when mm-hmm. everything's not destroyed. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But
it would be really nice to be able to see, I don't know, even if they redid the world a little bit and you kind of got to see it before, right? Because everything
mm-hmm.
that you see in Breath of the Wild, a lot of it, it's ruins of things from 100 years ago. And there's a lot of shout outs to other games and locations.
Yeah, lots
other
of little Easter eggs and stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Which is fun. But yeah, I tell you, I would, I always liked the different memories and stuff that you could unlock that would show you like the time of 100 years ago, you know, when most of the main characters were alive. I really wanted to be able to keep playing the game like after you beat it,
right?
Because I think it shows like kind of things going back to normal, and you know, his Ganon's nasty purple smog isn't swirling around anymore.
Yeah,
when that game ends, I just sort of want to run around the world and go into the castle and stuff, but you can't. Anyway, looking forward to more news on the sequel.
Mm-hmm. E3. It'll be at 3E3.
Mm-hmm. Mario Odyssey is a lovely game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really like that one. That one plays so well.
Yeah, the controls in that game are really good, and it's really fun to move Mario around.
And the different things with the hat and the different like different fancy
capture
jumps
mechanics
that you can
and
do.
Stuff. Yeah.
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 And,
yeah, that's very cool.
I mean, I would never. I've never been one to consider speed running, but that game almost seems like it was made with speed running mind, because it's crazy what you're able to do with some skill and like those fancy hat jumps that you can do. So
yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. I played a fair bit of Skyrim. I still haven't finished Skyrim. I definitely played it. I've played it on the PC a bit. I definitely got the farthest that I've been through it on the Switch. I really like it. It has the gyroscopic aiming. So
okay, yeah, that's cool. That's really gyro aim, ever since the first Splatoon game. Yeah. Or maybe it was even Majora's Mask, actually, I think was the first time I used it. Majora's Mask on the new 3DS.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because they had the gyro aiming on there. And ever since then, I really like gyro aiming. And anytime I play a game that doesn't have it now, where I actually have to move the stick to
aim, for it's sure. the worst. Yeah, definitely definitely not as good at aiming with the right thumbstick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, other than that, on the Switch, I played the Fire Emblem game, Three Houses, on the Switch. That one was really good. Again, didn't finish it. That's on my list. I guess I'm almost feeling like I've covered everything. We've played tons of little games. There's lots of games on the Switch. We talked about Triangle Strategy. Which you just did the demo for, and I guess is out now.
It came out on Friday.
We played a fair bit of Overcooked.
Yes. Which was we played through the whole first Overcooked game together.
Yeah, the first
and
one.
And then we played a bunch of the second one too, didn't we? I think so.
I think we only played the second one for like a night or two.
Oh, okay. Well, what's with that?
I don't know. Well, we can play some more.
Yeah. Just looking at my Switch games.
Mario plus Rabbids.
Oh yeah,
I almost forgot about that.
Really, that like first year and a half, 2 years of the Switch was the best because games weren't coming out super fast, and I was playing most of them. And I'm just kind of looking back at them now, it's like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and back like when it was, I could keep up with browsing the eShop to actually see what games had come out that week, and if a game looked interesting, I might actually pick it up. And now it's like, there's just so many. It's almost overwhelming.
You need to know about it, the game you're going on the eShop for.
Yeah, like, absolutely. We've got we've picked up Smash Brothers on the Switch.
Yeah.
I played Stardew Valley on the Switch a fair bit.
Oh yeah. Yeah, me too.
We've played it on the PC, some multiplayer on there now, but I've played it first for a while on the Switch. I guess that's not really a game that you beat. I think you can just keep playing that one forever.
Yeah, there's definitely like story beats you'll hit, and you'll keep unlocking more things, but you can just keep going forever, for sure.
And like we said, there's been a bunch of little mini games that we've smaller games that we've played along the way.
Yeah, sure. All right, cool.
I guess that's about it.
Yeah, I guess Switch games maybe that you're looking forward to. We already talked about. I guess it's probably just Zelda 2. That's the big one. Breath of the Wild 2. Anything else coming out for the Switch that you're really excited for?
Oh man. That is the big one. Yeah, we talked about it last time, but I really did enjoy the Triangle Strategy, and I will probably be picking that one up.
Oh, speaking of that, I heard that as the game keeps going, the ratio of story to battles gets a lot better in future chapters. Okay. So that was one of the things that we were kind of concerned about, but apparently it gets quite a bit better as it goes along, and people have seemed to be pretty happy with the game so far.
Okay, good. That's encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we probably never mentioned it, but it occurred to me later that, I assume that the three conversation options that you can always, use to tailor the story to you. I assume that's where the triangle strategy, the name of the game comes
from. Yeah, for sure. I think so too. Yeah, because the scale has the three different points on it or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe triangles come more into play later, but I did assume that was the case, that the three different options were the triangle.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. At first, when I first heard the name, I thought maybe it would be something kind of like in the Fire Emblem games, where you have that like combat triangle, right? Like A beats B, B beats C, but C beats A, and you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, seems to be the conversations, I guess. Yeah, you've got some games that you're looking forward to on the Switch.
I mean, yeah, the biggest one is Breath of the Wild 2, of course, and then actually, there's a bunch of stuff this year, like Splatoon 3. I'm pretty excited to get back into Splatoon, and then of course, there's new Pokemon games. I almost always pick up the Pokemon games right away. Those are a good time. And actually, I guess that's a good transition. We could talk about the Kirby demo a little bit. Last week, Nintendo released a demo for the new Kirby game. So I played through that and enjoyed that. I mean, Kirby game, it's still super easy, but the game looks really, really pretty. And it's fun to run around and get your different Kirby powers and beat up all the Kirby bad guys. And there's cool stuff. Like there's a bunch of like a list of achievements and stuff in a level that you're trying to do and a bunch of different stuff. But it seems like it plays very well and the game's fun. And I'm sure the kids are going to love it. Some of the big mouth powers or whatever were pretty cool. Drive around as a car. That was fun.
Okay, so this was the one that they showed off in the Direct a little while ago?
Yeah, so the game comes out at the end of the month. So they had released a trailer with like the first couple levels in it. So I played through that over the last week. And that was cool.
Okay, nice. I guess I wouldn't say I'm super excited, but I definitely want to give the Switch sports game a try.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one will be a lot of fun. I think the kids will have a great time with that one. So I imagine, I might wait a couple days after it comes out to just see what people think of it. But
just make sure it's decent when it comes out.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Splatoon 3. Who knows? Maybe get back into Splatoon again.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed the first one so much. So,
yeah, I had a lot of fun playing that one with you. All right. So I think that's just going to just about wrap up the show. Just a couple quick news topics I want to touch on before we go. There was a PlayStation State of Play today or on Wednesday. And that's basically PlayStation's Nintendo Directs, their PlayStation Directs. And they announced a bunch of games. A few of them are coming to Switch, but the one that got me most excited, I think you too, Justin, was the Cowabunga Collection. Mm-hmm. It's a whole bunch. I think it's 13 different Ninja Turtles games. Like they're pretty much their first bunch of games are going to be released into one collection, and that's going to be coming to Switch later this year. And it's going to be super sweet because now we'll be able to play Turtles in Time online. So that's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, that's great. It seems to be mostly just like, because they've been making Ninja Turtle games, you know, all the way along, but I think this is mostly just like the 8-bit, 16-bit and Game Boy games.
Yeah, it's up to the Super Nintendo and Genesis games. Mm-hmm.
Those games are lots of fun, awesome, and some of them are fine. Hope somebody enjoys them, but not me.
You're not going to play the original Turtles game? Nope. Although this one's got the rewind feature, so maybe I'll use that to brute force my way through the game.
Yeah, just cheese your way through the game.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only way I'm going to beat it. It's that or save states on an emulator. That's the only way I can do that one.
For sure.
And one more thing I wanted to mention. As of today, March 11th, there is a Monster Hunter Rise free trial available for anyone that has Nintendo Switch Online. It's the entire Monster Hunter Rise game, and you can play it for a whole week. So it's if you ever wanted to try out Monster Hunter, see what that game plays like. They're doing a free trial for an entire week, and that's the whole game. So,
very cool. And that's on PC?
On the Switch.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So, if you're curious about Monster Hunter, I would encourage you to download it and try it for free for a week. We're going to be playing this one for sure because we haven't actually dove into Rise at all yet. So I wanted to give that one a good go before we pick that one up too.
Okay.
Because we're still playing Monster Hunter World. All right. I think with that, we're going to wrap up the show. Justin, thank you for joining me once again.
It's my pleasure.
Excellent. And yeah, you had another stream last night. I didn't get to catch much of it. You started a little late last night and I was sleepy, so I went to bed.
Oh, that's right. But, so I'm still streaming on Twitch on Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And my Twitch channel is BigJustin12. You can find me at twitch.tv/BigJustin12.
Well, and you can find me on Twitter and Twitch at Eldorn14. And, yeah, if you wanted to contact Justin and I about the show, you can email us at serenitygamingpodcast@gmail.com or hit us up in our Discord. We'd love
to hear from you.
We would love to hear from you. At one point or some point in the future, we're going to start pushing for some more questions and involvement from listeners and people we know, because that's fun. But for now, have yourselves an excellent week, and we will talk to you guys next time.
Goodbye.